The 19th century gave us instrumental superstars, like pianist Franz Liszt and violinist Niccolo Paganini. In our time, we have star instrumentalists unheard of in that era, such as banjoist Bela Fleck. Bela Fleck and the string quartet Brooklyn Rider will perform in the Fontana series tomorrow night in Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo. WMUK's Cara Lawrence has more.
Like many of his genre-crossing friends, such as fiddler Mark O'Connor, bassist Edgar Meyer, and mandolinist Chris Thiel, Bela Fleck jumped at the chance to write and perform new works for America's finest classical groups, from orchestras to string quartets. Growing up in New York City, Bela attended a performing arts high school and played French horn and guitar before adopting the banjo as his main instrument. It's demanded his attention ever since.
I love the instrument so much. If I really wanted to play guitar, I would go play guitar. I don't want to play guitar. I want to play the banjo, and I want to play, but I want to take things I can learn from these other instruments and put them on the banjo and see what they bring out of the banjo that maybe hasn't been heard before. And that's the fun of it.
Like no one who came before him, Bela Fleck gave the banjo an adventurous new role to play in many kinds of music with remarkable success. Today he can boast more Grammy nominations in more categories than any other performer. What we don't hear about is the painstaking, sometimes uncomfortable work that goes into each new project.
I just have to go back to square one to figure out how to play this new thing. And I just have to sound terrible, and I have to trust and hope that I'm going to come out of this trough into sounding good again in this new area. And that's where your ego takes a beating. But when you come out the other side and you're sounding good at something that you haven't done before, it's a great feeling.
Here's the story on tomorrow night's concert. Back in 2010, Bela Fleck approached the Nashville Symphony about writing a concerto for banjo and orchestra, which turned out to be a big, colorful work he called The Imposter. The banjo plays the hero in a story worthy of Hans Christian Andersen.
The first movement, maybe the banjo is sort of attempting to infiltrate into maybe a masquerade party, and nobody quite realizes that the banjo is in the middle of the orchestra. And in the second movement, it's kind of working. I call that one integration. The first movement I call infiltration. And then third movement is the truth revealed, in which the banjo suddenly reveals that it actually is a banjo and starts playing some scrug flicks. And at that point, there's a chase. And at the end of The Imposter, the banjo runs out of the castle, maybe perhaps with the king's silver or the golden scepter or whatever. And behind the castle, there is a creek, fast running water down the mountain too. And the banjo player jumps in there and escapes. And that's where Night Flight Over Water comes in. Night Flight appears to be the escape from the castle.
That's a pretty elaborate folk tale you've got there.
Thank you. Thank you. I have an incredible imagination, apparently.
Night Flight Over Water is the companion piece Bela Fleck wrote to go with The Imposter Concerto on the album released by Deutsche Grammophon. It was written with Brooklyn Rider in mind, a string quartet with a passion for new music. Night Flight Over Water is the centerpiece on Saturday night's concert, surrounded by lots of smaller works.
I've been incorporated into several of Brooklyn Rider's pieces. And also, we were doing a piece from the Flecktones. We're doing a Newgrass Revival, kind of bluegrass Celtic piece. And then they're going to play some solo stuff, you know, some quartet stuff, and I'm going to play some solo stuff. So the night goes by rather quickly with a lot of variety.
Bela Fleck will join Brooklyn Rider on stage in Chenery Auditorium tomorrow night at 8. FontanaChamberArts.org has the details. I'm Cara Lawrence.